Inflation cooled somewhat last month. That's according to new numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The consumer price index rose at an annual rate of 3.4%. That's in line with expectations. But overall, inflation hasn't yet come down quite to the levels that many people have been hoping for. Our economics correspondent, Paul Solman, has the story.
The latest CPI data. Prices of goods and services did rise last month, but at a slightly slower pace.
I think this is good news, particularly because what the Federal Reserve generally looks at is core CPI, and that's down to 3.6% year on year, which is actually the lowest level since April 2021.
Core CPI, in other words, explains New York University's Chris Conlon, everything but food and fuel prices.
One of the things that's been pushing up CPI this month has been the increase in gasoline prices.
But we shouldn't necessarily be looking at that.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of reasons why gasoline prices tend to be volatile, particularly this time of year, that have nothing to do with sort of overall inflation. Crude prices are actually heading downward.
And food prices can be similarly jumpy for short-term reasons. In contrast to the longer-term causes of, say, the great COVID inflation that started all this, though by now you may be as tired of hearing them and seeing their footage as we are. Backed up supply chain shifts due to the stuck-at-home spending spree. Stimulus checks, labor shortages, firms hiking prices above their own costs. But today, that's pretty much behind us, according to the Harvard Business School's Alberto Cavallo.
Goods inflation has come down significantly, and we are back to pre-pandemic levels. What still remains is the impact of shelter inflation or rents, which is a category that tends to lag a lot.
Shelter costs, measured mainly by rents, are more than a third of the CPI, and a clear source of lags, says Cavallo.
Landlords putting their houses for rent, they don't have a very good idea what's happening with supply, with demand. They may test, you know, high rents for a while, and it takes longer for them to internalize and realize that the conditions will require lower rents. And naturally, that, you know, makes the inflation rate take longer to come down.
Go NASA.
Economists have a phrase to describe this, says Chris Conlon, rockets and feathers.
When costs go up, prices go up like a rocket. They go up really fast. And when costs go down, prices fall like a feather. That is, they float to the ground really slowly.
But though inflation has swooned since peaking above 9% in 2022, we remain preoccupied. Why?
People tend to associate inflation with a bad economy. We feel like inflation is eroding our living standards.
Harvard researcher Stephanie Stancheva.
When I ask people, what emotions, you know, do you feel when you see rising prices? Predominantly, it's very negative emotions, such as anger, fear, and stress. And while they're quite widespread, they're especially concentrated among lower income respondents.
And crucially, that's because inflation hits different folks differently, says Cavallo.
We all tend to focus on what we call average inflation for an average consumer, but each one of us experiences an actual different inflation based on the products we do buy. We have, for example, low-income households consuming a lot more food than high-income households. If there's suddenly a lot of inflation in food, the low-income households actually experience more inflation.
So yes, the data show price hikes tapering, but not for everyone equally, echoes Stancheva.
We know there's inflation inequality, where the basket of goods that people consume will vastly shape the inflation they experience. So I think this is very important to bear in mind when thinking about people's stress responses, reactions, lived experience that might just not well be captured by our official statistics.
Which may help explain why consumer sentiment sank in May. Many Americans feeling that inflation hasn't dropped fast enough and could even get worse. For the PBS NewsHour, Paul Solman.